This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Nuke Watch New Mexico says, with New START ratified, it's time to examine the national security and economic costs of modernization. In a press release, Nuclear Watch New Mexico applauded Senate ratification of the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, START. They stated, quote, "While this arms reduction treaty is modest in scope, we nevertheless believe its ratification is an absolute essential step towards subsequent treaties that, one, progressively make deeper cuts to strategic weapons, two, cut tactical battlefield weapons, which are particularly prone to theft and diversion, and three, lead to multilateral negotiations involving all nuclear powers. But with ratification now accomplished, the nation should seriously question the national security and economic costs of so-called modernization of the nuclear weapons stockpile and its supporting research and production complex. New START ratification has come with a heavy price, that being the massive rebuilding of the production side of U.S. nuclear weapons complex and the future makeover of an extensively tested nuclear stockpile that is known to be reliable. Critics in the Senate, led primarily by Arizona Republican Whip John Kyle, claimed that multi-year funding commitments to modernization had to be made as a quid pro quo for ratification. Given the necessity to buy at least 9 crucial Republican votes, in February, President Obama raised the fiscal year 2011 budget for the nuclear weapons program of the DOE's semi-autonomous National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, by 14%. In April, the administration announced long-range plans to increase funding for NNSA nuclear weapons programs from $6.4 billion in 2010 to just under $10 billion by 2020, nearly double the historic Cold War average of $5.1 billion. Still, this did not satisfy Kyle et al., and in November, the Obama administration further pledged another $4.5 billion dedicated to modernizing the nuclear weapons complex for a total of $85 billion over the next decade. Concerning the rebuilding, NNSA plans call for a Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project, CMRR, nuclear facility to be built at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. It will provide analytical capabilities to support expanding plutonium pit production from the currently approved rate of 20 per year to up to 80 per year by 2022. When first proposed to Congress in 2004, NNSA claimed that the CMRR project would cost $660 million. Estimated costs are now $5 billion and rising. Nuke Watch Director Jay Coughlin commented, quote, "Wasting money on vastly expensive new facilities and serious modifications to already safe and highly effective nuclear weapons will undermine our own national security. It also means diverting funding from other programs that could help rebuild America and keep its citizens healthy and prosperous. Reducing the federal debt is in the real interest of the nation's security, not shoveling more money into unneeded, badly managed, provocative nuclear weapons programs," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To make an end-of-the-year tax-deductible contribution to CCNS, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.